Our story today is called Saving a Single Butterfly by Joseph Mazzella. It was a glorious spring day. The earth was finally awakening from her winter slumber. New life was everywhere. The sky was clear and blue. The air smelled sweet. The sun was kissing the world with its warmth. It was already 70 degrees. I was driving to pick my son up from the sheltered workshop where he works a few days a week. On my drive, I saw the daffodils and tulips blooming in people's yards. The meadows were full of yellow dandelions, some already turning into little white balls of seeds. The trees were starting to awaken too, the blossoms on them, white, purple, and pink. The songs of the birds were in the air as well. It was almost as if our Heavenly Father was giving us a peek of what heaven might look like. I was soaking it all in and feeling the love from the creation all around me. I longed to be part of it and share my love as well. I pulled into the driveway of the sheltered workshop and parked my car. As I got out, I saw a lost little caterpillar crawling the wrong way toward the sidewalk. He was just about to go under my tire when I reached down and picked him up. I held him gently in my hand and walked over to the grassy hillside on the other side of the parking lot. I sat him down and said, "You'll never become a butterfly if you get run over, my friend. Please stay in the grass." Then I walked off with a smile on my face and happiness filling my heart. A friend once wrote me and asked what he could do to make a difference in this world. I wrote back and said, "Everything. Everything we do makes a difference in the world. Everything that we can do to help God's creation. Everything we can do to help us take our place in this vast tapestry of His love. Every act of kindness, every shared smile, every moment of love makes a difference. Even saving a single butterfly, priceless in the eyes of heaven." Matthew 25:40 says, "The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.